I did like it. This is the second version of it. I don't know whether you saw the earlier one made in Sweden itself, where the story is set. It's part of a trilogy by Stieg Larsson, which apparently everybody around the world was reading, although I seem to have missed out on it.
Well, but, me too, Peter.
It's the Millennium Trilogy, and Millennium is a magazine in Stockholm that deals in investigative journalism. And not the central character, the second central character is actually guilty, found guilty in the courts of libeling an industrialist.
The last time I reported on something without being absolutely sure, I lost my life savings.
I need a research system. And so he's got nothing to do, and he's invited to a rich family who've been very strong in companies in Sweden, and they have a mystery dating back to the 60s, and he's asked to investigate it.
I need your help. You come stay on the island. A way of avoiding all those people you might want to avoid right now.
And well, you might ask, how does the girl with the dragon tattoo come into it? She actually is quite a punk-looking young woman who's been in institutions, who's actually been responsible for the burning of her father, who was very brutal towards her. But she's a whiz in information technology, and she's been invited to investigate the journalist himself.
She's one of the best investigators I have.
But?
She's different.
In what way?
In every way.
And about halfway through the film, these two stories come together, and she helps him with his investigation.
Can I call you Elizabeth? I want you to help me catch a killer of women.
And yes, it's quite a mystery, but it's also, I think, an interesting look at Swedish society and the secrets of the past, especially wartime, anti-Semitism, quite a lot of cruelty and sexual sadism as well.
Rape, torture, fire, animals, religion. Am I missing anything?
The names.
I had a look, as usual, at the trailer and I read up about it a little bit, and it looks like the kind of film that really draws you in.
It does. It runs for 2.5 hours, as did the original. So, yes, you have to pay attention. Though I think I found this American version, although it was made in Sweden as well, either easier to follow or, because I had seen the earlier one, I knew a lot of what was going to happen.
This is Harriet. Someone in the family murdered Harriet. And for the past 40 years, has been trying to drive me insane.
And they keep fairly close to the book, so my brother tells me, and I think that there are very few differences, but an interesting cast and very well made for cinema. The first one, I think, was made more for television.
Well, it's directed by David Fincher, who's done some very good work. The Social Network really stands out, but he's done some other good films as well.
Interestingly, the young girl who appears at the beginning of The Social Network is the one he chose for the girl with the dragon tattoo, so...
He's clean, in my opinion. He's honest. Our credibility is...
As they say, it's a breakthrough performance from her, and I presume she's going to have a successful career after portraying this very enigmatic, controlling, odd, interesting woman.
It's the kind of film that I feel like going to see because of the tension in it, because of the curiosity of finding out what really is at the bottom of this mysterious story.
Yes, and there are a couple of twists at the end which take you in interesting directions. I presume, as they did in Sweden, they're going to film the other two books from the Millennium Trilogy, which actually focus more on her story. It takes us back into her past with her relationship with her father and other investigations. This one is, in a sense, a standalone story, but it keeps you interested. And I was going to say Daniel Craig is in it, having some time off from James Bond, I suppose.
It's Mikael Blomqvist. May I come in?
But he's a tough kind of character, whereas the man in the Swedish film was quite a gentleman. So it's a different dynamic between the two investigators.
Other...
As I say, lots of strange characters in the family they're investigating.
You will be investigating thieves, misers, bullies, the most detestable collection of people that you will ever meet. My family.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty difficult family. But other characters in the film, actors in the film that stand out are definitely Christopher Plummer.
You have a very keen investigative mind.
And Robin Wright, I see.
Yes. Christopher Plummer is the patriarch of the family that he wants the investigation. And Robin Wright, who along with Rooney Mara, the girl with the dragon tattoo, are the only two Americans in this American remake. Robin Wright's the editor of the magazine. So while it's an American production, and somebody said they had to do it because Americans don't read subtitles, well, that may be, it's very much a Scandinavian-British film. A lot of British cast, including Jolie Richardson, Vanessa Redgrave's daughter.
And we can hear that also in the accent of the actors as they speak.
Actually, Daniel Craig and Robin Wright and Rooney Mara are all, they've all got a kind of European inflection to their voice. It's not obtrusive, but they're not speaking with their plain British or American accents. So it's kept the atmosphere of the country of origin.